poll, 3/4 say Hamas terrorist attack shows the importance of strong southern border. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 3, 2023. The terrorist attack that took place in Israel at the hands of the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas has led to a consensus as Americans rally for a stronger southern border. A recent survey from the Senate Opportunity Fund found. The survey asked respondents if they agreed or disagreed with the following statement. Terrorist attacks in Israel show just how important it is that we strengthen our border to deter foreign adversaries from entering our country. Overall, over 3/4 of likely voters, 77%, agree. Of those, 49% strongly agree and 28% somewhat agree. Just 14% disagree with the statement. Notably, there appears to be a consensus across political ideologies, as 56% of liberals, 77% of moderates, and 90% of conservatives agree the terrorist attacks in Israel show how important it is to strengthen the U.S. southern border. Related video, exclusive video shows massive camp of illegal immigrants waiting to cross U.S. border. The survey was taken October 26 to 28. Among 800 likely voters, and has a +3.5% margin of error. It coincides with increased worries due to the risk of individuals on the terror watch list slipping through the porous southern border, something the San Diego Field Office Intelligence Division of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, warned about in a recent memo. The memo itself warned that agents could encounter members affiliated with terrorist groups, namely Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, at the southern border in the wake of the attack on Israel. Foreign fighters motivated by ideology or mercenary soldiers of fortune may attempt to obfuscate travel to or from the U.S. to or from countries in the Middle East through Mexico. The memo reads in part, listing off potential indicators which includes military age males, military gear, insignias, associations to Israel, the Palestinian territories or regional affiliations, and an undetermined return plan. Prior to the terrorist attack and subsequent warning, the U.S. was already experiencing a surge in illegal alien crossers who are on the terrorist watch list under President Biden's leadership. As Breitbart News reported, over the last year, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's northern and southern borders who were revealed to be listed on the federal government's terrorist watch list, as Breitbart News detailed. The vast majority of the border crossers on the terrorist watch list, 146, were encountered at the southern border. That reflects a 7,350% increase in such encounters when compared to fiscal year 2017. A report from House Homeland Security Committee, chaired by Representative Mark Green, RTN, further details this phenomenon, noting that Border Patrol apprehended just 14 individuals whose names were on the terrorist watch list, with most of them attempting to enter through the southwest border between fiscal year 2017 and fiscal year 2020. Cliff Sims, former Deputy Director of National Intelligence under President Trump, highlighted the dire state of affairs under Biden's leadership, noting that a skyrocketing number of foreign nationals on the terrorist watch list have been caught coming across the southern border. There have also been over 600,000 known gotaways in fiscal year 2023. There is a high likelihood that terrorists have already exploited this vulnerability to infiltrate our country, Sims said. Every day the border remains open increases the chances that Americans will die as a direct result of Democrats' reckless negligence, he added. U.S. lawmaker Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, meanwhile, is demanding Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas disclose the number of special interest aliens, described as a non-U.S. person who, based on an analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk to the United States or its interests, that DHS has released into the U.S. interior. Last month, former President Donald Trump warned the U.S. is more vulnerable from inside terror attacks than at any time in its history, pointing to Biden's ridiculous open borders policy.